You're holding up Chof Chesem and Aleph. Yeah, Mishnah says like this: Kol ha'asurim legabi mizbeach. Any behemoth that's like possible to be a korban, you can't be makatr on the mizbeach. Talachar is oisrin, but kol shein. It's also even a little bit, meaning even if you get mixed up with another 100 or 1,000, it's not bottle barayv. It's a chumr midrabbanin that these things are not bottle, since they're also to the mizbeach. Even though Rashi says it's not nikr, so still it's not bottle. Now the case says, either if the animal was a roveya, that means let's say the animal lived with an isha, or else for hanirva, let's say a man lived with the animal, or else for hamuksa, yet an animal that he set aside to worship avodah zarah, even though they didn't worship it yet, they just set it aside, that's a muksa, or else for nevad, an animal, these are all chulundic animals, regular animals, that somebody worshipped it, l'shem avodah zarah, it was nevad. So all these things are possible to be used for a korban. So now, even before you makdish them, if they get mixed up with another 100 animals, so all 100 animals are also to be brought for korban. We don't say it's bottle b'rayv. Who are then, v'esnan, if a man gives, let's say, a tle, a sheep, to a zayna, for the pay for the znus, so that animal is also for korban. We also mechir, if somebody sold his animal for a dog, so like you bought a dog with the animal, so that animal becomes also to be used for a korban. That's called a mechir kelif. Or else we have klayim, an animal that was born from a different breeds of parents. One was a naze, one was a naze, or a kevis and an ayil, two different types. Or else we have treifa. The animal itself was a treifa. So this Rashi is bothered by, like, usually a treifa that we can tell means the foot was cut off or something is missing. So that we could tell what he means, not bottle b'rayv. So Rashi says it has to be talking about a case where we can't tell. Either case, let's say a zaev, a wolf, treaded on it, and now the animal, a lot of them have stam marks. So we're not sure whether it's a mark from the wolf or stam or a cut. So we don't tell, we can't tell, since we can't tell, it's not bottle b'rayv. And the last case is v'yotze doifen. An animal came out through the side, not through the regular womb, and then it's not fit to be a korban. So this animal gets mixed up with 100 or 1,000 other animals, all of them are also to be used for a korban. Now the Mishnah says, Ezel muksa, what's called a muksa, means ha muksa lavrotz kachavim. If you set aside an animal that eventually you plan to worship it, even though you didn't worship it yet, that becomes possible for korban. Yeah, so lochir is hu osa, or mashal of muta. Only the animal itself becomes osa to use for korban, but what's on top of it does not become osa. It's still muta banoi, you can do whatever you want with it. V'ezel ha-nevad, what's called an animal that was nevad? That's called sha'ivdin oisai. If you worship the animal, l'shem avodah zarah. Therefore, then the lacha is, hu u'ma sha'olav osa, that even what's on top of the animal also becomes osa. Since you worshipped it, so it becomes like a tarkruvus, avodah zarah, and avodah zarah itself, it becomes osa bano. V'ze muta bachila. But both these last two cases, whether the animal is a muksa, or whether the animal is a nevad, the animal itself is still muta bachila. Because the Baal Chai does not become also within Isra Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's only like a psul, you can't use it for a korban. It's possible a gvoya. But lehedyid, a regular person, is still allowed to eat it. It's muta b'achila. Now the Gemara says, Oma ma, like what did we just say in the Mishnah? Oisrin b'chol shein, that all these animals that are not fit to be a korban, if they get mixed up with others, they're still, all of them becomes also for korban. And the chiddush is lebat debru, but it's not bottle b'rayv. So what's the question? What's the chiddush over here? Tanina, we learned this already. We learned another mishnah that says, Kol ha-kodeshim gemor and zvachim, kol ha-kodeshim shnis'arvu b'chates ha-mesis, if you have korbanos, they got mixed up with one korban, with one chates that's supposed to die. Let's say a vlad chates or chates kippur baleo. Oy b'shor ha-niskol, that korbanos got mixed up with a shor ha-niskol. Sa'afilu echid b'ribua, Sirat Smashm, even if one korban got mixed up with 1,000 Sharanis skulls, is Yemaisu. All of them have to die. So Mora says the Kashal, and this we have the Kashal, like the Avimina is, one korban fell into 100 of these that are also that Yemusu. So Rad Gemara, Maikam, what are you saying? The Khurb Shita then, that the one becomes also. There's no Shalav Vital here. It's one falling into 100 also. So Mora says, no Hokka Tani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Nisarvu Bohen. Mechatis Mesais. Means that you have 100 korbanos. and one chate shemesu balehom, one chat is supposed to be mace, gets mixed into 100 kabonis, or shor haniskol, or else one shor haniskol gets mixed up with 100 other kabonis, afilu bribua, even if this one shor haniskol is shor that killed the man, that we have to kill the shorim, even if only one shor of that got mixed up with 1,000 other kabonis, the lachar is yemaisu, all these animals don't have to die. Why? Because we say it's not bottle bereiv. So we saw a chiddush already that a baal chayin animal is not bottle bereiv. So what do we need our Mishnah for? Someone said, Itzrach, still we need our Mishnah over here. Because otherwise, Salkut Ad HaChamin Chayim would have thought to say, Hosamu di Yisurei Hano, over there, the Shor HaNiskal, or else a Chatish, that's supposed to go to Misa, it's also Hano, the din is you have to let it die. So that's more Choshev, it's a baal chay, it's an animal, and it's also Hano. Then we said there's a Chumrim with Rabban, it's not Bottle Bereiv. Avol Hocha, but now Mishnah, the Lavi Suriano. Here in our Mishnah, we're talking about regular behemoth chulin. And Adrav, it's muta b'achil all these animals. It's only chiddush, it's also for korban, that's all. But l'achil, it's muta b'ano. If so, I would have thought to say in our Mishnah, maybe it should be bottle. The Lavi Suriano, ain't melivata b'ru, but maybe it would be bottle b'roiv. Is Kamashmul in our Mishnah? No. That's Kamashmul on, that still, since it's a bal chai, it's not bottle b'roiv. The other word says, but v'roiva v'nirva nami tanina. We also learned this though. Even in the case of an animal, it's a roiva v'nirva. We also learned that's not bottle b'roiv. We learned like this. It says here, nami tanina, it says, nisarvu roiva v'nirva. Let's say one animal that was roveya or v'nirva, that man lived with it, is yiroach yistavu, that you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. For yamachu, and then you sell it. For yavi b'demei, yofa shibhem meyosei hamin. Then again, let's say you had a korban oila. Let's say they got mixed up with animals that are revei with one animal nirva. So likewise, now you can't bring it for korban because any animal you take out, you have to be afraid that is the rave of a nirva. So you have to do is you have to wait till it comes a balmum, and then even if it's the korban oila, when it becomes a balmum, you could sell it. And then, which one do we say it is? The best one in the corral, the best animal here, you have to, like the Chumra say, maybe that was the Oila. And the value of the best one, you sell it and bring the Domim to being a Korban Oila. And so we see right that the Rav Avinir was not Bottle Bereiv. And Omer Rav Kana said that Amrisa Lishmaita Kaim the Rav Simi Barashi. He said over this question in front of Rav Simi Barashi, Omer, he said like this, Chode Bechulin, Vechode Bekodshim. There are two Mishnayos in this, one's by Karbonis, and one's by Chulin. Now this our Mishnah is talking about, all these animals are Chulin. You are not Makdish them yet. And the Chiddush is, if one of these animals fall into 1,000 other animals, neither of them can be used for Karbon. But they were talking about where it is a Karbon already, and it got mixed up. The Mor says, Tzrich, I need both cases. Diyashmini Gabi Kochim, I only learned the Loch over there, by Kochim. I'll tell you, if you have already one Karbon, or that, let's say now, you have 100 Karbonis, and one roiva v'nirva gets mixed up with them. So I tell you there, mishum d'me'isa. There it's a question, you want to bring the kabonis for korban itself. So there I say it's terrible. That since it's mi'is, like, to bring a roiva v'nirva for a korban, that's a terrible thing. Therefore it's not bottle, because the kabonis already. Avo gabi chulin, but now mishum over here. Where all these animals are chulin. Eim alavatle, maybe I would say, like, before you go to the maknish them, it's bottle b'roiv. So if one animal that's a reveya, when they got mixed into 1,000 other animals, maybe they're all bottle b'roiv, and we could say you could take anyone now and be makdashit. And Labato, yeah, Kamash Malon, so that's why we still need our mission now to say that by chulin also it's not bottle. Now the Gemara says, is that true? Over chulin amitnina, even in Hilchos chulin alone, also we have a mission in the Avoy Dezor that says, like a balachai is not bottle b'roiv. There's a mission in the Avoy Dezor that says, V'yelu asurin, these are the things that are also b'ano, and v'yosrin b'cholshein, if they get mixed up with something else, they're not bottle b'roiv. Even the kolshu, even one in 1,000, it's not bottle. One of them is yayin esach, or else we have v'yodes kechovim, or else v'tzipari mitzorah, the bird that a mitzorah used, or else v'yorus levuvim, that's the skin that the heart was cut out of it. So we say the Goyim worshipped Avodah Zarah that way. They cut out the heart of their animal and give it to Avodah Zarah. So the skin becomes also Bano. Or else if it's Seyir Nazir, when a Nazir afterwards he has to take a haircut, so his hair is also Bano. The Torah says you have to burn it. Or Petach Amor, Yizasa Bano, Obasa Becholov, for Shor HaNiskal. So Shor HaNiskal is a shor, a live animal, but it's a sin to kill the person, so you have to kill it, so it's Asa Bano. If this one shor gets mixed up with 1,000 other shors, all of them are Asa Bano. It's not Batal Barayv. And the Yegla Rufa, what didn't have an Yegla Rufa? If someone was found maced outside the city, so they have to bring an Yegla Rufa. Or else for Chulun Shenishkutu Be'azara, he had a korban that he made the street inside the Beis HaMikdash that's also to eat it. Or else for Soy HaMishtalech, if somebody finds that Soy, it's also Asa Bano. So all these cases, the Mishnah says in Chulun, in an Avodah Zara, Harielu Asur, and they're all Asa Bano. V'yoysim B'choshen, they're also even a choshen, means it's not Batal Barayv. So those are cases of Chulun. So we see already, even by Chulun, it's not Batal Barayv. So what do we need our Mishnah by Chulun, is that that's not Batal? So Marsha still says not Tzrich, we need both Mishnahs in. The Ashmin and Hosam, we only learned the Mishnah over there in Avodah Zarah. The Ashmin and Hosam, Hatayadi Suri Hano. Over there, all those cases, not Stam the Chulin, but they have a terrible Isser Hanor on them. Therefore, the Leibat, that's why it's not Batal Barayv. Avlochel, but now Mishnah, Liftalay. In our Mishnah, they're not Osa Bano. All these animals you're allowed to eat. It's only, it's possible to bring it for a carbon. But right now, it's Mutta Bano. So since it's Mutta Bano, I would have thought to say, maybe it should be Batal Barayv. It's Kamashma, now Mishnah still is not Batal Barayv. So that's why we need our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is the biggest Chiddush. That even though it's not Asa Bano, and even though it's not a korban yet, it's only chulin, still, if one animal that was a revei or one of these psulim that can't be brought for korban gets mixed up with 1,000, all 1,000 cannot be brought for a korban. Talmud says, how do we know this? How do you know if you have an animal that either the man lived with it, or else the animal lived with a lady? How do we know to say that the animal is also legvoya? The Tanur Rabbanan went like this. The Pasuk of Vayikra says, when you bring Kabbonis, it says, Min HaBokor, Min HaBehema. It says an extra word here, Min HaBehema. It's like an extra word over here, this word, Min HaBehema. So for Min HaBehema, we darshan to say, Min some, and not all animals. Not all animals are fit. Rashi says, could be it's not extra. Rashi Sam says, Min HaBehema means from animals you can bring for Korbin. Mashma v'loy kol HaBehema, but not all behemoths. So what does it come to say that's no good? Is loyalty comes to exclude a raveya venirva. An animal that lived with a person is also to be brought for korban. Now the Gemara asks the question, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. Valoy dinu, it's like a svara kavachayma. Well, ma ba mum abduch, an animal that has the mum on it. Shaloy nisav debo avera, no avera happened to it. Just tam, leg broke, it has a mum. It's possible, gabi mezbech, you can't use it for korban. It's a raveya venirva. This animal that lived with a person, shenevde v'mavera, that a nevera was done with the animal, is then a din, isn't it a svara to say shasum l'gabi mezbeach? That should be a svara by itself, that it's also to use for carbon. So I do not need this posik. Svara says no. On this kabbal chayim alone, I tell you, chayrish v'shor v'chamo yechiyach. If somebody plowed with a shor and a chamo together, so did in nevera. Still the lachar is, even though shenevde v'mavera was done, so the locher is a mutla gabi mizbeach. We don't find anywhere that that's possible for the mizbeach. That's kosher. So we see, even though an aveir was done, that does not pass but for the mizbeach. So therefore, I need a special pasuk to say roiv of an irva is possible. So Mar says no. Maybe the kavu chayim is still good. But mal lecheres b'shor v'chamor shein chayov misa. There, the aveir is not so bad. It's only a regular lav. But since it's only a lav, that's why it's not possible for the mizbeach. But if a man or a lady live with an animal, shechayav misa. Over there, both the man and the animal are both chayav misa. So maybe that's worse. Is toilecho mashivos? So maybe they're talking svara. It should be also mizbeach. Samura says no. Toilecho mashivos. So take what you took. Hare shenevda bo avera. Toilecho mashivos. What you say now is a good svara. That if two Edim saw this animal live with a man, then the din is we killed the animal, we killed the person, then you're right. Then the Nasvara would say that animal is not fit for carbon. But what's going to be Nevda Vem Avera Pi Edechon? Let's say there's only one Edechon that saw the animal live with a man. So then it's because of an Edechon we don't kill the animal. Or else, Oya Pi Abaylon. Let's say the owner itself or the man admitted that he lived with the animal. So because of Edoyes Badin, we don't kill the animal. So Minayin, how do we know now to say this animal, like Legvaya, it's possible? How do we know? It's not Chayiv Misa here. So So how do you know in such a case it's possible the mizbeach? So that's why we need the pasuk. So Mar still says no. Omer Reb Shimon, I need dan. Let me make a kal v'chomer like this. Omar Balmum, Shein Hasrois Shnei Edim, Pois Los Lamiachilom. When by two Edim you say that an animal became a Balmum, it you'll not eat it. There's nothing wrong with it. But if only one Eidecha tells you that it's a Baal Mum, somebody paskins it's a Baal Mum, you can't use it for korban. If so, Berorveya v'nirva, the case where a man or a lady live with the animal. If two Eidim tell us that this part, the animal live with a man, so the animal is chayiv misa, it's also a Baal, you can't eat it. If so, ain't a din, isn't it as far to say, Shoidois Eidecha paslosa makrova? That if an Eidechot comes along and tells us that this animal lived with a man, that even though we don't kill the animal, because of an Eidechot you don't kill it, but our kopponim should be pasuk like Rava. So Salachur about the kash, you do not need a pasuk. So Mar still says no, Talmud Lema, therefore the pasuk comes and tells us, Min ha-behema, lohoitzi roveya v'nirva. Min ha-behema, only some animals, but not all animals. So Mar asks the question, what's going on here? For Asiya Medina, we just got finished saying that the Kal V'Chaim, it's a svara to say that a Rovei V'Nirva should be posel for a korban. So what are you telling me, Talmud Lema? What do I need a posel for? I should know what Min HaSvara. So Mar says no. The answer is like this. Really what he meant to say was,